Okay, so we're back to Chulin Kuf, Kuf Avim and Beis. So it's a sugya about being masna, washing in the morning and being masna for later. So it's two lines on the bottom, Kuf Avim and Beis. So it says, Amar Rav. So notal adam es shtei yadav shachras, umasna aleihem kol hayom kulo. A person can wash his hands, two hands, in the morning, and make a tanai, be masna on them, that this netila will work for the entire day. And from there on in, throughout the day, they won't have to wash their hands because they're washed in the morning. And the morning and the morning washing would count for any time the person would eat bread throughout the day. Correct? Right, that's pran. Okay. Rashi. Umasna le'achila. Right, and what do you mean, masna? You mean masna that this washing is for the achila of the rest of the day, right? Because you're just washing hands in the morning. It doesn't mean you're just washing hands in the morning for davening, and that's going to somehow automatically count. You have to be masna, stipulate that this is for achila. Right, so he has to be masna for achila. Apparently, it doesn't work. It doesn't seem to work if he just washes his hands. He happened to wash his hands for davening, and then it turns out he realized, oh yeah, you know what, I was out here. It seems to be you dafka have to do it with that condition, that you're being masna, that it's l'achila. Ubilvar, she'izar milatan from milatame'am. But you have to be careful, you have to make sure, be careful not to dirty them, nor to be metame them. Right? You can't just wash your hands in the morning, and then just somehow roll in the mud and expect it to work. It has to be accompanying a shmira, a zehiras, whatever it is, that there's no hesach adas, presumably, that you're really washing your hands, so that you don't make them dirty or make them tame. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Right, maybe a good question. Why do you have to be masna? I mean, it's a gemara, though. I mean, why do you have to be masna? What's the point of masna? I mean, if you guarded them, then you guarded them. What do you have to be masna for? I mean, what's the difference? Cares what you're thinking, but bottom line is they're clean.
Right.
It's practically you did it in Tila and you washed the hands all day long, so what do you have to be masna for? I have another question. Is what's milatanfa milatame'am? He says you have to be careful not to dirty them nor to be metame them. I mean, which one? Both? I mean, for instance, what's Tila's name for? So I mean, for instance, Rashi didn't hold anything to a srach with Nikias. Right, but whatever you want to learn, whatever. I mean, it happened to be Rashi didn't say anything about Nikias. But I mean, what's the purpose of Matil's Naim? If it's for Tyrus Yadayim, so who cares if I get them dirty? It's very nice I got them dirty, but I didn't make them Tamei. And if it's because of Tumah, then who cares if I got them dirty? Like, what's...
Which
he learned that it was because of Shrach Truma, not because of Nikias. He didn't have anything about Nikias. So why do you have to make sure you don't dirty them? Who cares if you dirty them? As long as you don't dirty them with anything Tamei. Both. You have to be careful not to do both.
I'm saying...
I mean, it's true. According to Tosfos... So somehow, like, it's because of Srach Truma, but it's Mice of Nikias. I mean, but still, I mean, it's hard to squeeze in Tumah there, because then Tumah is just the reasoning. Tumah isn't the halacha is a Mice of Nikias. But according to Rashi, it's a Mice of Srach Truma somehow. So then how does the dirt come in? I mean, you have to explain, whatever it is, you have to explain how it is that, why do you have to guard it against both? I mean, however it is, you have to explain Tumah to his name as being like two-pronged now, something like that. Okay, so that's strange. Okay, fine. So that's good. So we have some questions. So let's go a little further. Amar lehu Rav Avina levnei paksa de arvos. So Rav Avina said to the people of paksa de arvos, bika shalos v'dina v'emayim mitzvim lan. It was a bika of this place, paksa de arvos, I guess. And they didn't have a lot of water. So he said to them as follows: Kigon Asun Deloshkichilukumaya, like you guys who don't have a lot of water. Mashu Yadaichu mit safra, wash your hands from the morning. Ve'asnu alaihu lekula yom, and may make a tanai for the whole day. Okay.
Asun is you.
Yeah. So, Ika de Amri, B'shasat Chak Yen, Shob Shasat Chak Lo. So it's not clear exactly this statement to Ravina, because he's saying, you guys, you don't have a lot of water. The implication could be because they don't have a lot of water. So there's Ika de Amri, that this is B'shasat Chak Yen, that he's saying it only, B'shasat Chak, yes, you can do this. Shalosh Hashchak lo, but if not Hashchak, if you had a lot of water, then you wouldn't be able to do it. Upliga de Rav. And it would be arguing upon Rav, because Rav seems to say you could just do it straight across the board. He doesn't say anything about Hashchak. V'ika de Amri, afil Shalosh Hashchak nami, v'ayna de Rav. Or you could say, no, that he's really saying he's undoing Hashchak. And that's Rav. And I guess you'll say, I think I saw this somewhere, but you'll say, he was just telling them, practically, a normal person isn't going to want to do this. What do you need to do it for? You didn't wash your hands all day. But them, in this town, since they had a shortage of water, so he's advising them that it's a good idea to do it. But ain't no chanami, even if it wasn't shaschak, you could do it. It's just, if it's not shaschak, you're not going to, a person's not going to normally want to do it. Like, it's not clear, is the lo shkichlu maya, is that just the practical reason why he's suggesting it? But really, it could work for anybody? Or is that really part of the halachic conditions upon which you could do this? When is shaschak? So that's unclear. It's unclear. Is Ravina agreeing with Rav that it works always? Or is he arguing and he's adding in this condition of shaschak? That's the thing, is machalakas. Apparently, it's unclear. Rashi, if you pliga the Rav, deshari fil blodchak. Because Rav doesn't say anything about shastrak. You can't put that into Rav. He just says you can just do it. He doesn't say anything about shastrak. Fine. So I guess we have to explain the machlokas, right? Whether it works shastrak or not. Right? Do you need shastrak? Is it only shastrak or not? Okay, Shalom is right. On the surface, the difficult position is to say only shastrak. I mean, if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What kind of thing is this? Is that a proper built-in telsantila that this is a mechanism? Then who cares if it's shastrak? Well, since when do you have halacha? If it's only if it's shastrak, you can do it. I mean, why should it be that way? If they can't do it, they can't do it. I mean, if they could do it, they could do it. That's the difficult side to explain. Why should you have a halacha that's dependent upon shastrak or not? And if one says, if you say shastrak, that they can't wash all day, they simply don't have the ability to do it, they don't have enough water, and they're going to all die out because, the water is going to be scarce. And if they're going to wash every single time, they're not going to be able to handle it. So then tell them don't do it until the time altogether. I mean, if it's really shastrak, then, what's this, ad hoc thing? If you're shastrak, you don't have to do it, but at least do something. I mean, there's nothing. If you tell me that he doesn't buy the mechanism of being masna, so then shaschak, just say, he could dispense him until his time. So apparently he does buy the mechanism of masna. Otherwise, what's he doing? Don't do anything. So it must be it works. So if it works, then what do you need shaschak for? If it works, it works. Right, that's flesh out the question. In the shaschak, normally, you have to study shaschak. You have to do different instances. But I'd say in general, it means you have machlokas. So two positions. So let's say, for instance, Mekar didn't, let's say you have a right to be Mekal. But we're machmer. Let's say for whatever reason, a certain decision, we're machmer. So there's a chumrah. So you say, but if it's shas adchak, you have a right to rely on the more mekel shita. That type of thing could exist. You have a right to rely on that. But here, it would seem to be the question is, Rav is setting up this mechanism called masna. And the question is, does Rav Avinah hold by this mechanism? Does he not hold by the mechanism? It doesn't seem like there's a machlokas in the mechanism. Rav is saying this mechanism. Now, either this mechanism is, if he accepts the mechanism, then you don't need shas adchak. And if he doesn't accept the mechanism, then he doesn't accept it. Then how do you use the b'shas adchak? That's different than us. And as the machlok has reshown him, and we don't know how to resolve it. Us lesser learners don't know how to resolve machlok has shown. So they're both realities to us. So we'll say you could hold it. Just because we hold like the Ram doesn't mean that the Ramban is not a position. You say b'shas adchak, you could rely on the Ramban. That's a position. But if you're dealing with the Amoran themselves, Rav and Rav Avina, Rav Avina was a man of a position. He's decisive. Now, either he holds by Rav's logic or he doesn't hold by Rav's logic. You say he's Mesupik? It doesn't sound like he's Mesupik about it. If he held by a mechanism, then always use it. If he didn't hold by it, then never use it. And Shastrach isn't going to help you. And it's Shastrach, so don't do it until his time altogether if you want to dispense it until his time. But it doesn't seem like you don't find, unless the Gemara says that they're Mesopak. But otherwise, it doesn't seem, I don't think you just posit that, what's the Shita? He's a Mesopak. It doesn't say he's a Mesopak. He just says Shastrak. It sounds like an intrinsic halacha. That's a question. How do you have halacha intrinsically? Shastrak seems to make sense when you have machloka, it's a suffix. But here, it seems to be intrinsically. I could see saying that Etil Sidayim, Etil Sidayim is Drabanon. So if it's Shastrak, you don't have to do it. There are things like you go to war, you don't have to do this dime. When you're at war, it's hard to find water, whatever, you don't have to do the tils dime. So I could see saying if they built in, then a tils dime, you don't have to do b'shas t'chak. They're halachas. If you're too far away, you don't have to do it. If you're within, if there's no water for 4 mil, so you don't have to do a tils dime. So it's built in. There's certain shas l'tchak, certain types of situations, you don't do until it's nine. So that's fine. So, but the thing is, but here, but then say you don't have to do Netilas Yadayim. You don't say Shas Adchak, you could do a lesser Netilas Yadayim. I mean, either this is, if this is Netilas Yadayim, then you don't need Shas Adchak. And if it's not Netilas Yadayim, then say you don't have to do Netilas Yadayim. It doesn't work. Like, what's, this is like a kind of half-baked thing, where they made up, like, this kind of Netilas Yadayim for Shas Adchak. When they said Netilas Yadayim, they said this is Netilas Yadayim. And if it's hard, then they made it up this thing. I mean, is that, that's part of the Takana he's setting up? It's hard to say that. Where do you see that? Rav just made up that they built this into the Takana. It doesn't seem so. It seems the mechanisms is logically this should work. So if he agrees, he agrees. If he doesn't agree, he doesn't agree. That's just another question. I mean, I think first we have to define the define the mechanism itself. Right? I was just asking. So first thing I think we have to do is we have to define this mechanism. I mean, forget the Shasai. So the basic thing, what's this halacha of masna? What's the halacha of masna? How does this work? So let me just ask you a basic question. What would you say back in the days of, because this is talking about nowadays, right? When you're dealing with chulin, tzrach truma, right? But what do you say back then, if you're dealing with truma? So the halacha of truma is that if your hands are tamei, or stami yadayim are tameos. So before you eat truma, you have to wash your hands to make sure that you're not metamei the truma, right? So now let's assume you washed in the morning, and you were careful not to touch it, to make them dirty, not to make them tamei. And now you want to eat truma. So would you be mechuyev to wash your hands?
Nope.
No, it seems obviously not. Because if your hands are tar, there's a whole mechayev of washing your hands is because you can't be metameh the truma. Now if I know my hands are tar, then I know they're tar. Yeah, exactly. They're tar. So why would I have to do anything more? There's no room to. It's obvious that you wouldn't have to. And not only that, it would seem you wouldn't need masna, right? There would be no room for masna. Who cares if you're masna or not? Bottom line is, if you wash your hands in the morning, or if you know, I don't care how you know, but if you know your hands are tar, then they're tar. If you know, if you don't know, if you think they're tar, they may be tame, then they're tame. So, I mean, it would seem back then, there's no place for a masna, because masna is simply, it's a fact. Either they're tame, they're not. Unless you say you don't know. The person's not going to remember. But it's hard to say. It's hard to say, just because the only way you could possibly know that your hands are tar is if you're a masna. I mean, you can know. You wash your hands for shachris. You forgot to be masna. You just washed them a minute ago for shachris. And now they're tar, you know they're tar. Now you forgot to be masna. So why shouldn't it work? Right? It would work. I mean, it seems clear it would work. I mean, they're tar. I mean, they're definitely tar. So the thing is, right, so that's the question. Why do you need masna here? Right? I mean, what's the deal here? Not only that, it seems like you have to be masna that is for the whole day. Doesn't it seem that way?
Yeah.
Masla and kalim kulo. It seems to be, if you just wash your hands for a meal, for this meal, and then later you decide I want to eat another meal with my hand, you know, without washing my hands. It's not going
to
work.
It
seems we have to have the right tonight. That it's going to be for all my meals of the day. It seems part of the tonight is that you want it to be for later, for a future achilas as well. It's not just that you did it for achila. Because I was saying you could argue that if you wash your hands for a tefillah, then it's not matar your hands because the taira always demands kavana. So you could say, if you didn't have it in mind for eating, then you could say, maybe you're not matar your hands. You could argue that. But that, if you had it for this meal, you can't. Then your hands definitely tar. So why do you have to stipulate that it's going to be for many meals later also? It's true. Why should this be any different than truma? And if it worked by truma, it should work by this. It's rach truma. So it works by truma without masna. So why do you need why do you have to be better than truma? By truma also, it doesn't seem like it would be shas t'chak, right? I mean, what's the difference? Right? I mean, that's getting to the later part, but it wouldn't seem it only works by truma shas t'chak. I mean, it works, it doesn't work, right? So I mean, that's also going to be a question.
So I was saying,
similar to David's saying, is that the thing is here is that this is definitely not the same thing as truma. See, because in truma, what's really my concern about truma? My concern about truma isn't even that my hands are clean, atar. My concern about truma is the chafza shel truma, that I'm not allowed to eat truma tamaya. That's really what I'm concerned about. I'm not even concerned about my hands. My hands can be as tamay as they want, as long as I don't be matame the truma. Right? That's really my issue. Okay? There's no halacha I have to have to tar yadayim. There's no halacha I have to eat the good the truma, and my hands are going to be matame the truma. So that was the deal back then. So back then, if my hands weren't tamay, so I simply have nothing to worry about. If I know my hands are tar, then what do I have to worry about? I'm going to eat good truma. That's really what I have to be concerned about. Is the truma going to be good or truma not going to be good? So that was all I had to worry about. So if my hands are tar, my hands are tar. I don't really care why they're tar. I don't care if they're tar from yesterday. Whatever, it doesn't make a difference. But by chulin, you're not worried about the chefts of the chulin being tameh, because like we said, you're not even metame. Chulin can't even become a shlishi. So we're simply totally unconcerned about the chafts of the chulin. It's not the issue. So rather, I mean, it's based on srach chuma, but there's no tuma in the chulin. So you can't say, am I going to be metame the chulin or am I not going to be metame the chulin? That's not a question, because you're never going to be metame the chulin. So what's the halach of the srach? The srach chuma is that the rabbanon were mechayev you, that when you do a maisa achila, or maisa suda, whatever it is, that you do them in maisa natila prior to it. In other words, that you qualify every achila as, so to speak, as an achila be a dayim tahoros. Okay, in other words, you're qualifying the mechayev you in a maisa natila as yadayim, which qualifies the achila in a certain manner. Okay, because this is supposed to reflect achilas truma, and achilas truma is always v'yadayim tahoros. So there are mechayiv you in a maisa of maisa netila, which will qualify the achila as a certain kind of achila v'yadayim tahoros. Because it's not just that they said that your hands have to be tara, because we don't care about the reality of the tyra and the reality of the tuma. So you can't say they wanted your hands to be tara. No, they're mechayiv you in a maisa mitzvah. There's a maisa mitzvah here. They're mechayiv you in qualifying the achila in a certain manner. Qualifying, doing a maisa natila, which defines it as an achila b'yadayim tahoros. That's their mechayiv you. Every achila is pas. Every achila is suda has to be qualified in a certain manner. And this time qualifies it as an achila b'yadayim tahoros. So therefore what? So therefore, the thing is, now, just because my hands happen to be tahar, doesn't mean that I have, my achila has been qualified as such. It's not just a fact of tuma, or my hands tahar, or my hands tame. That's good when you're talking about the phenomenon of tuma and taira, by truma, or you're interested in that phenomenon. But here you're not interested in the phenomenon whether they're tamei or they're tohar. You're interested in doing a mais and a teal and qualifying the achila. So therefore, without Rav, you would say, so you have to wash every achila. There's simply no phenomenon of washing in the morning. Because the whole halacha is you have to qualify an achila. And since you're eating a new achila, it's a new suda, you need a new mais to qualify that achila. That's what you would say. But Rav comes along and says, no, he's being mechadesh that there's this institution called masna. That you could do is you could, through your das, you could have one netila in the morning relate to many different achilas. Could qualify all your achilas of the day. Okay? There's one netila of the morning through your das. You could say this netila is a netila which is qualifying all my achilas. Not just the achila which is going to be right after it. But through my das, this is, I'm qualifying all my achilas with yadayim tahoros. That demands that I have das that I'm doing that, because otherwise there's no. How does it relate? How does this ma'isa netila relate to an achila which is taking place 5 hours later? The only way is through my das, and I'm qualifying it as such. And also, I have to make sure that I don't netame my hands in the interim. Because how are you going to tell me? You say I'm qualifying my hands the achila later as achila yadayim tahoros, but you can't do that if they're not tahor, if in the interim you're not, you're metame your hands, that's just not going to work. It has to be a reality to it. You can't just qualify it as such when the reality is going to be directly the opposite. Okay? We'll get to the question of dirt in a second, but are you here so far? Right, you see, if you want to, when you're preparing the food, you can touch the food with the tame hands. Who cares? Doesn't matter. You can touch the food as much as you want. And we don't care because there's no, you can't be metame the chulin altogether. So we're simply not interested in whether you touch the food and atame the food.
Which would absolutely be a problem by truma.
Yeah, which would be a problem by truma, of course, but truma you can't touch at any point. But the problem here is that your maisa achilas chulen has to be qualified b'yadayim tahoros, as an achila b'yadayim tahoros, and that's through the maisa netila. So the maisa netila is because to qualify and be qualify the achila. Now it can only do that if there's a relationship to the achila. And Rav is a chiddush. That's what he realized. Rav is really making a chiddush here. Without Rav, you wouldn't say this. You'd say there's no way to do it. There's no way to bridge the gap. He's saying through your das, masna means your das. Through your das, that you're doing it for those achilas in the future, it will relate to it. But Rashi says, of course, it can't go against the reality. If your hands become tameh in the interim, so you can't say it's qualified as nachila b'yadayim tahoros if your hands are tameh. That just can't be. But even if they are tahar, that doesn't mean that they necessarily has been qualified as such. That demands the antilos for that purpose. Now, what about the thing is, why do you need your hands not to get dirty? Who cares if I wash my hands in the morning and then I start doing all kinds of dirty stuff, but I make sure none of those dirty stuff happens to be tame. They're all tar. Okay? So then who cares? Why do I care about that? So here's the thing. I was thinking is, maybe you could say like this, is that, see, in the Tilat Yadayim, there's two things. There's the Maisa that you're doing, and that's really like a Maisa of cleansing. And the physical action, and we talked about this once before, but the physical action is an action of washing off your hands, of cleaning your hands. But the halacha is that that action has an effect of taira. Well, through doing the action of cleaning your hands, that produces the halachic effect of taira sidayim. But this activity which you're involved in, like the human activity that you're involved in, is an activity of cleaning your hands, washing off your hands. Okay? With me? Now the thing is like this. Now you want to do is, you're trying to accomplish here, is that you're trying to tell me that this maisa netila, which I do in the morning, is a maisa netila, which is, whose effect is going to project forth to the many achilas throughout the day. It's going to qualify the achilas throughout the day. Okay? How so? Because, and now in order to do that, it would seem you have to have two things. Is that, first of all, that you're qualifying it as being achilas with the yadayim tahoros. So therefore, that's clearly, if your yadayim are not tahoros, if you're not zahir to make sure that they stay tahar, and that the effect is maintained, then you can't say that you're qualifying all your achilas as having that effect if you don't have a vigilance in the interim. Right? But I'd say additionally, if you get your hands dirty, then that undoes the maisa of netila. Whereas the action of netila which you did becomes negated. Because the action of netila is an action of cleaning. It's an action of cleaning. Now, your hands are dirty. So there's no reality anymore to that activity. Now, even though it's true your hands are tahar, but that tahira, so to speak, is unrelated to the maisa netila. It's simply like, it happens to be, your hands happen to be tahar. But it's not related to the maisa netila, because the maisa netila is history, because the maisa netila is a maisa of cleaning, and your hands are totally filthy. So now, it just happens to be that they're tahar, like you were never maisa in the first place. So in order to tie the achila, let's say the achila has been qualified as yidayim tahoros by that netila, so that maisa has to still be a reality. So if my hands are clean and their cleanliness came from a maisa netila which took place in the morning, which was a cleansing maisa, and now my hands are still clean from that thing, I guarded the cleanliness of it, so the action is still a reality, and the tahira is now related to that action, so that maisa netila will be able to relate to the achila, which takes place later in the day. But again, if you get them dirty, or if you get them tameh, so then there's no, that can't be qualified as such. Can't be qualified as such. And because it's tameh, because it can't qualify as such, simply because if the quality you're trying to create of an achila v'yadayim tahoros simply doesn't exist. And if you get them dirty, because that quality becomes unrelated to the activity which is qualifying it. So it just loses its relationship. So it just happens to be, hands are tahar. But it doesn't. It's not qualified as such by netila. It's just coincidental. So now the question is going to be, what's the deal with Shas Tzak? So it seems this mechanism works. This makes sense. That is saying the whole thing of netila is that you have to qualify your hands, your achila, as an achila b'yadayim tahoros. And Rav is saying that through your das, you could use that achila to qualify many, the netila to qualify many achilas. Now, if that works,
then it works.
Then why should it only work b'shas adchak? Who cares b'shas adchak? Okay, so we're going to think about this problem overnight, but let's do the facts for Tosos. Okay, because that's the problem. So the question is, what's the shita for b'shas adchak? Why should it only work b'shas adchak? Okay, so let's, we're also going to do tomorrow, we'll try to do this Tosos. No tel adam yad l'shachrus imasana kolayam. So tema, the amrina, this is bottom of kavavim base. The amrina barve pesachim, anotel yadav leikadesh. So mishum the kiddush masik ben etilas yadayim lesuda. So you shouldn't. I think it was after you do etilas yadayim. You shouldn't do kiddush in between after you do etilas yadayim, because the kiddush is going to be masik between the etilas yadayim and the suda. So therefore, you should do etilas yadayim close to the Suda. Now you shouldn't have anything in between the Suda and Yisrael. Velmer Perkel Dvarim, Beisilam Mosin Kos V'Achkach Notlim, Mishin Detekev until Yisrael Suda. It's the same thing. So you see the halacha is, it should be Tekev. That you should pour the cup and then wash your hands, because you want it to be Tekev. Tekev means immediate. Right? So it should be so simultaneous. One was so consecutive. One and then the other. Hashta, Hamoltanai Fila Kolayom. But now you're telling me, and Rav Mav's telling you, that the Tanai can work all day long. So you tell me Avsik? This Gemara, you see, you can do it all day long. It'd be 10 hours, isn't it, Avsik? I know, you tell me it's be. I can't pour a cup of wine in the middle? I mean, what kind of halacha is that? And you can't have a bigger Avsik than all day long. I mean, so you pour many cups throughout the day. So, or Kiddush. Kiddush is a hafzik, pouring wine, pouring kos is a hafzik, all day long you have it, it's fine. Right? It sounds impossible. I mean, it's a powerful question. It just doesn't seem to be. Right. Now, halacha of tekef, which means you shouldn't have any hafzik whatsoever, seems to go against this whole institution. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dehani Mili Kishamas Neshachris. So I think he means, what's he saying? That he means that when does this thing work? When in the morning you wash your hands and you have in mind that that's going to go for all day long. But if you didn't do that in the morning and now it's the afternoon and you just want to wash your hands and then pour a cup of wine, then you can't do that. Then you can't have in mind. See, because why can't you be masna? Then, let's say Shabbos lunch. So why can't it be Masna then? Then I'm washing my hands now, and it's going to go for my Siddur. It's going to be in 5 minutes after I pour my cup of wine. Doesn't seem like it works. Seems to be, it has to be Masna Shachris. And that's what he's saying. And of course, what's the difference? Was it Masna Shachris or not? Right. Who really cares? I mean, it sounds sounds off. Right? What's the difference? But that's what he's saying. But it sounds like it was a magic, and it only works in the morning. I mean, why should that work? Who cares? I mean, it works. Okay. So that's one answer. We have to explain. The Odi Shlomar the Afikav the Mol Tanai LaRav Avshal B'Shasat Chak Hayenu Amein Mayim B'Samachla Yinam Yeshal B'Tzorach Dvar Machir. So he's saying here is so. The sound that he's saying is that even though Ravold you don't need Shasat Chak, but it can't. It has to be some need, like you don't have water that's close by, or there has to be some purpose to it. It's according to Rav. Let's assume that I just have no reason whatsoever. I happen to be carrying around water with me all day long, and I want to decide that I'm just going to wash one time in the morning, and that's it. So according to Rav, for going to be a totally convenience, I don't need the water for anything else, I don't have any water, the water is right near me, I just don't want to do it, it's annoying, I don't want to have to do it. So it's saying even Rav is going to say you can't do it like that. Or even though Rav doesn't demand Shasat Chak, he demands a tzarach, something. So that's when Rav says you can do it. But the case of the case over here, by Natil's time, by your meal, so you're going to wash your hands for the meal. Now, when it's not like there's no reason whatsoever why you should have to make Kiddush after you wash your hands. What's the reason? There's no reason for making Kiddush beforehand. So what, you just want to use the Tanai? You can't just use this Tanai for no reason whatsoever. You have to have a good reason to do it. You have to have a good reason. Well, if you don't have a good reason, then you can't do it.
It's like the exact same problem with the Shasta.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of thing is that? Again, does it work or does it not work? And if you can tell me it doesn't, I mean, this is like another level in the Shasta. Right, you know what I mean? Level. And according to this, so what's the machlokas? The machlokas between the positions is, do you need real Shasta or do you need this kind of thing? I mean, that's a funny question. It's a funny question, right? Okay, I mean, yeah. So I mean, that's the problem. So we have to define both of these answers.